The History of the Leech Lake Reservation with Elaine Fleming. This program is supported by funds from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Bonjour, Nende Noe Makani Dog. Beshuku Benesio Que Indigo, Mang and Do Dem. Ga Osa Squadjime Kagin Dun Jaba, Ga Mesqua Wako Kagin Da, Elaine Fleming Indition of Kaz. Ah, bonjour, Miguech Minogi Shikad. I'm grateful to be here again today on this beautiful day in June, June 4th. And today I want to finish my stories about a veteran and a Leech Lake member named Teddy Redwing. I was talking about ICWA, the Indian Child Welfare Act of 1978, and how it was established because of the children, our children, being taken away from our many nations across the United States of America, and the government's trust responsibility to protect our nations, our resources, and our children. Well, Teddy Redwing is an example of a child placed in foster care. She was placed in foster care when she was 4 years old, and she was in there until she was 18 years old. So when Teddy graduated from the Pine River High School, she went off to the cities, and she was working for the Northern States Power Company in Minneapolis. And she really organized the office there, and she was an administrative assistant. And she wanted to find a more interesting and challenging job. So she was looking in the Yellow Pages for information on becoming a police officer. And she couldn't find any information on that. When she turned the page, what she did find was an advertisement for the Navy. And Teddy did join the Navy in the very early 1970s. She said that in the Navy, in the military, that it takes away your individual identity. Your identity as an individual. Military life is very disciplined. And I had remarked earlier that when Teddy was growing up in the foster home, that she never had to do any homework because her work was to clean the house and to help care for that family as a foster child. That was her job. And it was really only her foster mother's blood son who was able to bring home homework and to do homework. But when Teddy joined the military, when she was in the Navy, in order for her to advance, she found that she actually had to do homework, and she did it very well. In the Navy as an administrative assistant, she trained recruits and WAVES. WAVES are women accepted to volunteer. WAVES are women accepted for volunteer emergency service. Now, this term is no longer used by the Navy. And when Teddy wanted to go into the Navy, she wanted to ride on those big ships, she said. But back in those days, the women couldn't ride on the big ships, so she ended up training the recruits and the WAVES. She commented on sexism in the Navy, where in talking with a Navy man who was joking about the WAVES, she said that he talked about riding the WAVES. When Teddy came home from the Navy, she lived with her Ojibwe mother for a while. And her Ojibwe mother showed her love and kindness as opposed to her foster mother. her foster mother had always degraded Teddy's mother, and she had also taught Teddy that Indians were not good people. Her foster mother still had great control over Teddy after she got out of the Navy, and she had Teddy move to southern Minnesota to live with one of her other foster sisters. And as I said before, Teddy grew up in the foster home being afraid of Indians. It wasn't until the early 70s when she finally learned that everything she'd been taught about Anishinaabe by her foster mother was wrong. She talked about being in the cities and her first night at an Indian bar where she met Clyde Belcourt. Of course, he's a well-known American Indian movement leader. And she was amazed at the beauty and strength of our people. She found out that Indians were wonderful. She said Indian women and men were beautiful. She had never been taught this. She had been taught to be afraid of our people. She said that she found that they offered tobacco every morning and burned cedar. And her mother had also put out tobacco and dishes for the spirits. In the foster home, she had gone to church every Sunday, and Teddy said that she found that Indians do this every day. We go to our own kind of church. She asked, what I was taught was truly, truly false, end quote. And she also said, quote, why was I put into a foster home and made to love Jesus, end quote. She said that her actual mother was Medeuan, and she resolved that issue between Christianity and Medeuan beliefs, and she said that she had found her own string to God. She said there's so much spirituality on both sides, the Ojibwe and Christian sides, and her own string attaches to a balloon, which is a creator, which is the main thing. She said there was a very important thing that she wanted known about her foster home. After Teddy left home, she still visited her youngest brother at the foster home, and her youngest brother was named Eric. But her foster father called Eric Ole. Her foster father loved Ole. And once when Teddy was being introduced to another young woman by her foster father, the foster father said to this other young woman, quote, you probably know my girl, my princess, end quote. The foster father told Teddy to never forget that she was his child. And he told her that he wished he had stood up to the foster mother when they were raising Teddy and her brothers. So Teddy Red Wing, Leech Lake veteran, has worked her entire life as an administrative assistant. She is a veteran who has traveled from Seattle to Minneapolis to Cass Lake and back and forth in her many jobs. Currently, she is retired, but she is still working. She is now the commander of the Leech Lake American Legion Bina Post 2001. That's the year that the American Legion Bina Post was established, 2001. So for these past 2 years, she's been the commander. She is also the commander for the past 4 years of the Leech Lake Honor Guard. The Honor Guard, our Honor Guard, attends funerals and powwows. They work to get gifts for children of Leech Lake at Christmas. They give blankets to our people going into or getting out of service. They do so many, many different things. On Memorial Day, the Honor Guard conducted honoring ceremonies at 36 of the 41 cemeteries on Leech Lake. And Teddy Red Wing today is also a member of the Ojibwe Hymnal Singers. So that's a story about one of our people who was put into a foster home when she was 4 years old, and how she came home to Leech Lake to learn about her people and how she serves our people still as a veteran. Chi mi gwech bi sandawi yeg, mi gwech mi yo. Ya eh ha 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 ha